Good morning, people. This is John Manimus Medeiros, your part-time revolutionary. It's Friday the 13th, 2022, May 13th, 2022, and I'm here in your life this morning because I really want to talk to you about the most important thing you're going to do this year and perhaps the most important thing you're going to do in your life, especially if you're a young voter, and that is vote in the 2022 election in November. It is so important because of the crucial central issue of our times, which is voting rights. That's right. We're all being distracted by the economy and the price of gas and the price of food and the crazy war of Vladimir Putin in the Ukraine. And abortion rights, all important stuff, extremely important. But it's all distracting you. The Republican Party has become an extremely manipulative, deceptive political party because they get your votes by lying to you. They get your votes, and they get the votes of a lot of emotional people, emotional voters. When the party candidates say things like, we have family values and we don't want to kill embryos and we're going to reduce the national debt, when in fact the Republican Party, whenever they are in power in the Congress, increase the national debt because they love the national debt. In reality, they love it because they own the bonds. Their voters, their supporters, are the super rich people who own the U.S. bonds and Treasury bonds. And what that means, of course, is when the national debt goes up, that means the debt of the United States to the rich and corrupt, all the people who hide their money on islands all over the world, in Switzerland and the Caribbean and many other places where they can, in banks that exist especially for that purpose, to serve the rich. So you're being distracted, all the voters are being distracted by all these issues because the real issue of the November 2022 election is votes, voting, and the right to vote and how our elections work. Our elections do not work properly. They do not support the goal of majority rule. They actually support the goal of minority rule. And what's going on right now is more than half the states in the United States of America. Well, I don't know if it's more than half. It's about half. The 25 or 26 states controlled by Republicans, the state legislatures are controlled by the Republican Party. They've passed laws that make it difficult for poor people to vote. And don't forget, those poor people are not all black and Hispanic and other minorities. A lot of those poor people, probably the majority, are white. And the Republicans are going on the belief, which is widely accepted by many people, that poor people tend to vote for Democrats. So what they've done is they've made it very difficult for poor people to vote, in some cases impossible. I mean, they've passed laws so that the plan, if it stays in effect, the election officials are going to be Republicans, anti-democratic Republicans, and they're going to reject mail-in ballots. They're going to reject ballots where there's some minor flaw that's either real or made up about a signature or about an address of a registered voter and so on. And they're doing all this to make it extremely difficult or impossible for poor people to vote. So what we actually have in our own country, which is supposed to be the greatest democracy in the world, is we have voter suppression. We have a political party which is working very hard to win elections, not by being the party that best serves the people, not by being the party that passes good laws to help us all, but being the party that gets the most votes, because the poor people who want to vote for the other party can't get the vote. Their votes are not being counted, or they're not even going to be able to cast a ballot because they have to travel. They can't get time off from work because they're low-level employees whose employers will not give them time off to work. It's just that voter suppression is the issue of the 2022 election. It's the most important issue of our times, because if it works, then we're not going to have democracy. That's it, folks. That's what the 2022 election is about. It's actually functioning like a referendum. It's not an official referendum, because in a state, an official referendum, you usually have to have the legislature approve to put a referendum on the ballot. You usually have to get signatures from people that they want this referendum. They want to vote on an issue instead of just voting for candidates. But voter suppression is the issue on the ballot in November 2022. And the reason that issue is on the ballot, in reality, even though it won't say this is a referendum and it won't ask the question, in reality, if you vote for Republican candidates, you are voting for voter suppression. You are telling the Republicans and your fellow voters, you're telling the whole country and the whole world, that it's okay to win elections in the United States by preventing the opposition from voting. That's what you're doing. Supporting voter suppression when you vote for Republicans. So, it is a referendum if you're against voter suppression, which you should be if you believe in democracy and you want a democracy. What you can do in November 22 is don't vote for any Republican candidates and send a message, a strong message, a clear message. Wouldn't it be fantastic if in the November election of 2022, no Republicans get elected? It would be just fantastic, because the message would be clear. No, we're against voter suppression. We don't want you to win elections this way. We want you to represent the people. We want you to help everyone vote and make it easy for everyone to vote. We want real democracy. That's what you can do in 2022. You can go and vote, and don't vote for Republicans, and you will save your country and save the world. These other issues are being used to distract. What the Republican Party has been doing for decades, and they will continue to do for certain, is they arouse your feelings. They get you all worked up about, you know, the sanctity of embryos, or you know, prices are too high and it's the Democrats' fault, which it's not. You know, COVID is not being handled well. Actually, COVID is being handled very well by the Democratic Party. And it's the Republican Party and their idiot candidate, Donald Trump, who abolished the pandemic readiness group at the Centers for Disease Control. If that group had been active in the federal government, they probably would have checked people coming off the planes in January of 2020. We probably would have stopped the spread right from the start. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have died because the Republicans abolished the pandemic readiness group at the Centers for Disease Control. The Republicans passed the laws which caused the recession of 2007 and 2008. The Republicans don't pass laws. They oppose laws that provide people with medical care. They oppose laws that provide people with a better minimum wage. They oppose all kinds of laws to help working people. So how come you're voting for them? You're voting for them because they arouse your emotions on these emotional false issues. We don't elect our representatives to control our personal lives. We represent them to protect the public health and make life easier for all the people who do the work and who drive the demand for economics, for our economic system. That's how our economic system works. Corporations don't create jobs. We create jobs, we the people, by deciding how to spend our money. We create the demand that drives the economy and makes it possible to go into business and make a profit. We buy everything. We pay for everything. So please think about this. Talk about it. Talk about voting to your friends and neighbors. Talk about your concerns and your worry that we're losing our right to vote. That your neighbors, some of your neighbors, will not be able to vote because it's been made virtually impossible for them to get to their polling place. They can't vote by mail because that laws have been passed to make it harder to vote by mail. And even if they send the ballot by mail, it can be thrown away for a fake reason that the Republican election officials will use to throw away ballots from poor neighborhoods. That's the fact. This is what is happening. You're being conned. Or maybe if it's not you who's being conned, it's other people who are being conned, the voters all over the country, being conned by promises of protecting embryos and, you know, creating a better economy by making life easier for billionaires. You know, because if we make life easier for the billionaires, they'll hire people. This is nonsense. They don't hire people. They just make more money and send it out to around the world to all those little islands that have special banks for rich people who want to hide their money and evade taxes in their own country. So, my friends, this is the most important thing you can do. Vote in the 2020 election, 2022 election. It's a little too late to vote in the 2020 election. Anyway, I hope you'll think about this seriously. Our votes make history. We must vote. The message we must send to both political, major political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, the message we must send to the whole world and to our own people is that we will not allow voter suppression to enable any political party to win an election. You can't win that way. You have to engage, you have to represent people, you have to actually pass good laws, you have to represent the people who vote for you, and not just a handful of corporations who give you money for your campaign. This is another thing that's going on. Rich people and corporate executives channel their money to campaigns for candidates, millions of dollars, in exchange for these candidates passing the laws that they want so that they pay less taxes, so that they don't have to stop the pollution of their industrial and agricultural enterprises. They get the laws they want to make life easy for them, to cause harm to the environment, and to increase their profits and avoid taxes. So what that actually means is they have purchased the services of a candidate. And if that candidate gets elected, which they do, most of them are Republican candidates. There are some Democrats who do that, I'm sure. But these candidates are actually working for business entities instead of representing the constituents, the voters in their district, the residents in a district in Idaho, in a district in Connecticut, in a district in Texas, in a district in New York, in a district in Oregon, in a district in Alabama. You're not being represented. The candidate who got elected because they accepted millions of dollars from business entities, and that's who they represent. They don't care what you want. Oh, they pretend to care what you want, but they don't, because you don't get them elected. They believe, and in actual practice, they get elected because they accept the money given to them by the rich. and powerful in the corporations. Our democratic system is being destroyed by our election system. Our election system doesn't work right. We can fix it. There are four steps to democracy. That's on my website at the Mission of John Manimus and at my website, realdemocracyparty.org. That's where it is. And you can see those four steps to democracy. And you can see that the first step is right now, November 2022, when you vote against voter suppression by voting against Republican candidates. No, don't vote for any Republican candidates. Speak up. Our votes make history. When you suppress my voters, I suppress your candidates. I am not going to vote for candidates whose main campaign tactic is voter suppression. Won't allow it. We're going to stop it. Thanks for listening.